Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' With You today, talking about Cattlemen's Congress with Gerald Callahan. Looks like we may be trying to do it again. Back on that in just a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
By just about every measure, the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress was a success. Gerald Callahan, a member of the board of Cattlemen's Congress, says the numbers were very impressive.
It had a $40 to $50 million positive economic impact for Oklahoma City. But as importantly, our people in the cattle industry and people in agriculture had an opportunity to show and exhibit the sales. I believe there was 22 sales in conjunction with it, and they were all equal or up significantly from the past year.
Those sales totaled over $10.3 million back to the purebred industry. 2,793 exhibitors from 41 states and three Canadian provinces were a part of the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress. And with that in mind, every member of the Oklahoma Senate came together and encouraged and invites the exhibitors, breed associations, and partners to return to Oklahoma to begin a new tradition of a perpetual Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma in 2022 and beyond. With that in mind, Gerald, are we going to have another Cattlemen's Congress?
Yeah, I believe we do. Our board met about 3 weeks ago, and when we first did it, we assumed that this might just be a one-and-done deal, but the feedback, the response from the governor's office to the people in Oklahoma City to the exhibitors to the breed associations has been so good that I think, yes, we will do it again. We've already decided it is going to happen. Comparable dates as to last year. It's pretty exciting to maybe have about 10 months to get ready for it rather than a few weeks. So we're real excited about the possibility and even incorporating more cattle functions along with it, maybe some special feeder calf sales, maybe a commercial bred heifer sale. And so we think we can augment the purebred side of it with maybe even greater participation from the commercial cattle industry as well.
I would guess that your two goals of this first one would be what you would be trying to have the discussions with the breeds about as far as making it breed friendly, making it purebred operator friendly as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we accomplished that, but I think we can build on that. I think we hopefully learned a lot from it. We're getting a lot of feedback, and like I said, most all of it positive. The state fair has been very good. They've already talked about adding some wash racks for cattle, which would be good for the exhibitors. But we're real excited about the possibility and what it does for the cattle industry in this part of the world. I think it's a real positive, and so we'll see how it all plays out.
Gerald Callahan, one of the board members of Cattlemen's Congress. They're already working hard to get breed associations lined up to be a part of the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress, even as the National Western Stock Show in Denver vows to return, and they're trying to woo those same beef breeds back to the Mile High City. The question is, can Denver pull back some of those big beef breeds that had so much success at the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress? Or can Oklahoma City start a new tradition, as the Oklahoma State Senate has declared and House of Representatives expected to follow suit this coming week? Time will tell. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.